and welcome to Treble Talk. I'm your host, Connie Jean, and I'm joined by Josh Skinner from the original soundtrack.
Hello, everybody.
And Nicholas Pescod from Radio Nation.
Hello.
Today on Treble Talk, we're going to be talking a lot of Beatles. I'm going to be playing a lot of Beatles songs because yesterday was John Lennon's 30th death anniversary. Sad, very sad. Also, there's been a conspiracy going around about Paul McCartney and how he's apparently been dead since 66. I'm not a believer of this, but it's quite an interesting topic. So, starting you off, I'm going to get you some Hard Day's Night by the Beatles and a couple other tunes. Enjoy.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right.
And welcome back to Treble Talk. I am your host, Connie Jean, again joined by Nicholas Pescod and Josh Skinner from other radio stations. Basically, what we're going to talk about today is this Paul McCartney conspiracy and how he died, apparently, in 66. No, I am not a believer of this, and I'm sure a lot of people don't believe this. However, I was searching Facebook like kids my age do, and I saw on somebody's Facebook status something about Paul McCartney being dead since 66, and I kind of stepped back and I thought, what are you talking about? Paul McCartney is alive. He just did a show in Toronto. Like, are you insane? And then she showed me this video on YouTube of the documentary of Paul McCartney being gone since 66, and how apparently he died in a horrific car accident. He found a fan on the side of the road walking in the rain, and he picked her up and said, oh, do you want a ride? And then once she realized who it was, she went insane and started screaming and hugging him and all this stuff, and then he spun off the road, and apparently she got out in time. But then when she came back after calling for help, the car had exploded and Paul McCartney was decapitated. I don't know. I don't know. It sounds like a pretty good story, but
good for a movie.
Good for a movie. Yeah, good for a movie. No, I'll agree with that. But also, the documentary starts off with, I think it's a guy at a music studio doing. He starts off he's in Hollywood, and he starts off saying that they received two cassette tapes and a cassette player, and that the guy speaking on both the cassette tapes is saying that he's George Harrison. And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, okay, that's a question to think about, because George Harrison's dead. How can you prove that it's him. Actually yeah, him really. Speaking? Whether it sounds like him or not, does it really matter?
Yeah.
I mean, also, the way he's talking, it sounds very scripted. And I'm wondering, like...
It could be an actor.
It could be anybody. Because,
you know...
It could be anybody.
It could be my dad.
Yes.
Even though it's kind of off topic, but even 2 weeks ago we were talking about Michael Jackson's breaking news. Now it doesn't even sound like him, but like they can find people to duplicate.
Yeah, but
voiceover.
See, the guy, I remember the song that you played for Michael Jackson, and it didn't sound like Michael Jackson at all. So I don't even so
there's then. No, there's no doubt there. But even if the guy sounds like George Harrison, then you know you never know. It could be just someone else.
I don't think. I don't know. Also, apparently. When it happened, when it so-called happened, Paul McCartney's death, in the documentary, George Harrison said that the Queen had told them that they didn't want the news to get out because there would be a rash of teen suicides to happen. And
come on.
I don't exactly see. No, I mean, and apparently it was just when the Beatles were getting big and all the girls were going insane, blah 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 blah, all that stuff. All right, we're gonna.
Did he die before?
Sorry.
Did they say he died before or after Lennon?
Before. It would be before 1980.
Okay, so yeah, before.
It was December 8th, so yeah. Yesterday. Yesterday, 30 years ago. Sad. Very sad. Yeah. Heartbreaking. We're going to go to a musical break, and then I'm going to, again, explain some of the other aspects that contribute to this conspiracy. So the first song that we have up coming to this, we're going to play Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles. Look at all the lovely people. Look at all the lovely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. In a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care, all the lonely people? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people.
32 degrees on a winter's day. Think about it for a second and feel the cool breeze on your neck, and then think about it for a second. If there ever was a day that you should get away, I feel it in my bones. I think today's the day. And you can't a single day. for a second. Come away on this winter's day.
And welcome back to Trouble Talk. Once again, I am your host, Connie Jean, and I am joined by Josh Skinner and Nicholas Pescod.
Hi.
So what we've been talking about, if you're just tuning in now, is this conspiracy of Paul McCartney and his death in 66. Again, just to have a brief...
He's alive. I saw
him. I saw him. He's alive.
I saw him on TV. He must be alive.
He must be alive. Do you believe everything you see on TV?
No.
No? Okay, well, that's surprising. just kidding. Anyway, so just a brief description of what the conspiracy is apparently in 66, Paul McCartney died in a car accident and was decapitated. Anyway, there's clues, apparently, that they've been giving in their album covers and certain songs and stuff like that, and... One of the album covers that they apparently had to rename because this company, who apparently did plastic surgery on the fake Paul's face, said, "No, you can't do this or we'll kill you." Apparently. I don't know. Yeah, no. Conspiracy, remember? Anyway, on the album cover for Rubber Soul, apparently it used to be called Rubber Paul. And so they had to rename it to Rubber Soul. Because that would be proper. Why, you have a confused look on your face, Josh.
Well, I kind of find it hard to believe that they've named it Rubber Paul for one. It makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know why they named
it wanted
that.
They wanted to give the fans clues as to how Paul died or that the fact that this Paul isn't the real Paul.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you read this stuff on the internet? Have you gone through a lot of it? Some of it's weird.
I've gone through most of it, but what do you got?
Like, I'm reading that in 1969, there's an article titled, Is Paul McCartney Dead? By Tim Harper from Iowa University newspaper. And then it just goes on that other people started publishing stuff. And
Tim Harrower? Really?
No, Tim Harper.
Harper, sorry.
And then there's another thing. It says DJ Russ Gibb announced that Paul McCartney was dead and he played the song Revolution 9 backwards, and doing so, Gibb thought he heard "Turn
Paul's
Me
dead or
On
something.
Dead Man."
Yeah, well, there's
this is weird.
There's music clues on here. It's the back masking, but another album cover that they apparently gave a clue for was the Beatles "Yesterday and Today," the front cover on it. And on the front cover of this, all four of them are sitting in white coats. And Paul is in the middle, and he's got two headless doll babies on his shoulders, and what is apparently teeth on his arm, which apparently when he was decapitated in this conspiracy world, he had no teeth.
Of course.
And then a baby, one of the doll heads is being held up right beside his head. He was decapitated. Anyway, some backmasking. Let's see, this is when you take a song and you play it backwards. Let's see. Apparently in Help, whenever he says, "I never needed," backwards is, "We need a member," apparently.
Right.
People have too much time on their hands.
Yeah. People have a lot of time on their hands. Just saying.
Have you been to the site paulisreallydead.com?
I think, yeah, that was one of the ones that I went to. What are you looking at now?
I'm just going through it. It's just weird, all the stuff.
What are you...
Assaulted by a deranged fan, the fatal car crash.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. Let's see. Apparently in Nowhere Man...
MI5.
This was a... Yeah, MI5. That was the company that apparently did the plastic surgery on this fake Paul's face. And then they threatened them.
It's like James Bond right there.
Pardon?
It's like James Bond
stuff
right
really,
there.
Yeah, really, anyway, so they have some musical clues that they... Or this person who did this website... In Nowhere Man, it says, he's a real Nowhere Man sitting in his Nowhere Land. what this person believes is Paul the nowhere man, since his identity has been ripped away from him, is the nowhere land where he now rests in peace? I don't think so. I believe that Paul McCartney is still alive and well.
Yep.
How about you guys?
He's alive. I can't see how he's dead.
I don't understand how he could be dead, because... I think
I think Michael Jackson's still alive, but it's entirely different. Like, this is so weird.
Yeah,
this
is entirely different, because there's not a fake Michael running around saying he's
You know what I mean? It's just everything about that's weird. This is just strange. This doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Conspiracy theorists.
It's really weird. I mean, it's interesting how they would bring all of this together and make an idea out of it. But, I mean, really?
Well, people do that, though.
People do that.
They have the time to waste.
People still think Elvis. Some people still think Elvis is still alive.
And some people think that the Holocaust didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there's a lot of...
Weird stuff out there.
And it's just, I don't know.
I don't know.
Believe what you want, I guess. Believe what you want. I had one person comment on something and say, the Paul that we know and love isn't the real Paul. He's an imposter. I'm like, are you kidding me? Really? You actually believe this?
Maybe that's why he looks so young all the time.
Yeah. Well, you can say that, but...
That's the only thing I can say. I don't know.
I think he looks
really
good.
Who really knows?
Apparently, also, they had the fake Paul type out Paul's girlfriend at the time a breakup letter and say that I can't date you anymore. And apparently at this time also the Beatles went into strictly studio work and they didn't do any touring or anything like that. I don't know. It was really strange.
Right.
Anyway, I'm going to get to a song request now. This is Live and Let Die for my father in Florida. Enjoy.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. If this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die. We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Treble Talk. I'm your host, Connie Jean. If you're just tuning in now, that's too bad because we're about to end.
That's so cruel.
Well, you suck.
Sorry about that. anyway, so if you've missed up to now, a recap. Basically, just the Paul McCartney conspiracy and how
he's not dead.
He's not dead. No, I do not believe in this conspiracy. I just thought it was preposterous. So I had to talk about it on my radio show.
Agreed.
Not even Batman believes in it?
I even believe Batman. They have a comic. He doesn't believe in it. Not even Batman.
Batman doesn't believe in it, then Batman must be right.
Batman must be right, yeah.
Adam West?
Do you guys have any other comments on the Paul McCartney conspiracy or anything else you found?
If you believe in it, you're foolish.
That's you are.
Well, in my opinion.
Thanks for your input, Nick. All right, guys. So I'm gonna hand it over to Josh Skinner for his host, the original soundtrack. For his radio station, the original soundtrack. do you want to talk about what your show is gonna be like tonight?
Another great show. We're gonna talk about the death of Valentine's Day, continuing with our death of holidays.
Yes. Can I be on that?
Definitely. I'm coming.
Yeah, cool.
So Nick and Connie are gonna be there. Anyone else? One. Andrew's gonna be there. So yeah, we're going to be talking about how Halloween is dead, officially continuing our death of holidays, and we're going to be talking about...
Do they still give out Valentine's anymore?
I don't even know.
I feel like that Zim episode where they
give out Valentine's steaks.
Yeah.
Valentine's steaks. That's awesome. A steak in the shape of a heart?
I'd prefer a steak. Those are expensive.
It's got to be medium rare.
Delicious. Fall off the... If there's a bone, fall off the bone. Delicious.
Yeah,
come on.
I prefer that over cards. It's.
I would. Well, maybe a card and then the steak.
Yeah. Oh, now you're just pushing it.
Well,
you're
homemade card.
No,
it's
no.
free. Come on.
Come on.
Okay, anyway, continuing.
So we're going to be talking about the, on our round table, we're going to be talking about the millennium versus 1980s and which decade we think is better. And that's pretty much our show.
That's your show?
We're going to be doing more music. That's our new motto. We're going to try to do more music, less talk. And we're going to be joined with Simone again this week.
Oh, good.
After her hiatus last week.
Her MIA. All right, Nick, and over to you. How do you want to describe your show this week? Or next week, I guess?
No.
So you missed it already.
As many of you, or some of you probably don't know, I'm the host of Radio Nation. And on my show, I'm going to be joined by Josh Skinner and Andrew Phillips and some other people, hopefully. And we'll be talking about Rob Ford and his decision to scrap Transit City. We'll be talking about and sharing our fun and horrific transit stories and how we all hate public transit because it's not as good as, well, for some of us.
Yay, my way.
We play some music and talk sports as always, and later on we may do a feature on Lawrence Taylor and his addiction to cocaine. That's pretty much on the show for Radio Nation next week.
Alrighty. Yay. Thanks a lot, guys, for being on the show.
6:30 tonight.
6:30 for the original soundtrack, Josh Skinner. And thanks a lot for listening.
Don't forget about Andrew's show. Andrew's a good show too.
Tuesdays at 10:30 a.m.
Yeah, it's good.
If you want to tune into that,
if you like Cars, you definitely want to listen.
Octavian Lakatusu on Cars, and yeah. Last but not least, rest in Paul. How appropriate.
That'd be pretty weird.
Rest in peace, John Lennon. 30 years, and
you do believe think he's
dead. End it off, guys. I'm going to leave you with a few songs, starting with "Ticket to Ride" by the Beatles.
She's got a ticket to ride. she don't care.
Now that it's all said and done, I can't believe you were the one to build me up and tear me down like an old abandoned house. What you said when you left just left me cold and out of breath. I fell too far, was in way too deep. Guess I let you get the best of me. And walked away. There was nothing I could say. And when you slammed the front door shut, a lot of others opened up. So did my eyes, so I could see that you never were the best for me. I should have started running a long, long time ago. And I never thought I'd doubt you. I'm better off without you.
More than you know.
But I never saw it coming. I should have started running a long, long time ago. And I never thought I'd doubt you. I'm better off without you. More than you know. I'm slowly getting closer. I guess it's really over.
Back to
was cool in me, but so far has not been good. It's been shitty, and I feel awkward as I should. This club has got to be the most pretentious thing since I thought you and me. Looking too desperately, but so far has not been fun. I should just stay home. If one thing really means one, this club will hopefully be closed in 3 weeks. That would be cool with me. Well, I'm still imagining a dark lit place, or your place, or my place. Well,
pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.